Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast where we uncover the secrets of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who've used public speaking to skyrocket their businesses and their bottom line. Get ready for captivating stories, valuable insights, and practical wisdom from the trailblazers who've mastered the art of the stage. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara, and I'm thrilled to bring you their experiences and expertise directly to you. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. I'm Kelly O'Hara, and today's episode is all about clearing the fog around AI. If you've been hearing the same recycled talking points about artificial intelligence and still wondering how any of it applies to your actual business, this conversation is going to shift your perspective. We're talking about the difference between noise and results, tools that look impressive versus tools that make your life easier, and how to think strategically about AI, not just as a trend, but as a force that can drive real, measurable change inside your company. This one's grounded, practical, and so full of clarity. My guest today is someone who doesn't just talk about AI. He's built it, scaled it, patented it, and led it at the very highest levels. AJ Melick is the CEO of Studio X-AI, a company that helps businesses turn chaos into clarity with custom AI systems that actually work and tools that boost productivity, streamline workflows, and solve everyday problems that eat up time and money. Before founding Studio X, AJ held leadership roles at Google, HP, Cisco, Motorola, and Meru Networks. He's an author of 4 books. He holds over 100 patents, and he spent his career bridging the gap between cutting-edge tech and real-world impact. AJ is not here to dazzle you with buzzwords. He's here to explain why most AI projects fall short and how to build systems that support your team instead of confusing them. He's got sharp insights on how companies are getting AI wrong, stories from the front lines of innovation, and clear strategies leaders can actually use. And for our listeners, boy, you're gonna love this. He's offering a free proof of concept and 6-month trial of Studio X to show you what AI can really do when it's built right. So let's get into it. AJ Melick, I am so delighted to welcome you to the spotlight.
Oh, thank you for having me. What a wonderful introduction. Amazing.
This is so exciting. And you have worked inside some of the most powerful tech companies in the world. But at some point, you decided to walk away and build something on your own terms. I want to know, what was the moment that shifted your focus from scaling big tech to solving real world problems with AI? What was going on in your life that got you in this part of your journey?
I was at Google and we were building using AI, even it was not so hot. I'm talking 2014, 15, 16, okay? And we were talking using AI and I was like, damn, this is so useful. This is so useful. We were doing for data centers, okay? Predicting, hey, because data center, building a data center takes time, okay? You have to put computers, servers. It takes 6 months to build it. It's not like a 1-hour exercise. Hey, I need more capacity. Let's have it. You have to have fiber, cables, networking, everything, storage, setup. So we were using AI to predict the network usage 6 months from now, 9 months from now, so that we can be prepared when the time comes, so that people don't run out of network or storage or we have problem. When people go to google.com, it must always work and it should always find things, right? And I was like, oh my God, this is, every business needs it. Every business needs it for their demand. Every business needs it for their inventory. Everybody needs to have this prediction magic in their chest so that they can actually not waste money and make progress in business. Oh, you can see, oh, my business is not going to go anywhere. Oh, this conversation with this prospect is not going to go anywhere. If you knew already, or if you can predict, even if 90% accuracy, that's good enough than wasting time. And it will help business.
It saves you wasting time. That alone.
Yes.
I love that.
And that's all I was like, okay, you know what? This needs to be brought to the masses. Okay, this is old days. Like 2018, I started the company. ChatGPT was not yet, but I was so excited about it. Then we got some good orders, good customers, and we have been going. And then ChatGPT came. Hey, now it became much more public knowledge. Although people are still using AI mostly for email writing, cutting videos, making videos, images, some basic generative stuff, not for real impact, like looking into their business future. AI is a predictor. It's a very good predictor. It's like it tells you.
Oh, we have so much to talk about. I'm so excited about this. But if somebody were to look at your resume today, honestly, your pedigree is incredible. And it would read like this roadmap of innovation. I mean, between obviously Google and Cisco and HP, and you've got all these patents and you've written these books. But what do you think would surprise people about where you started and really, how unsure that first step might have felt? Were you so courageous from the get-go that you just had no concerns, no fear? Or were there things that you thought, wow, this is uncharted territory?
All right, so let's go back in time, okay? How
Yeah.
I got into computer science, okay? I passed out in India, and India has exams, okay? Countrywide exams for students to figure out to get admissions. One thing I knew, I wanted to be an engineer, not a doctor. Okay, my elder brother was becoming a doctor, and oh my God, the size of those books. I was like, no, I do not want to do that. And
Sometimes
then,
you need to know what you don't want to do, find
yes.
what you do.
Oh, I'm telling you, even for the startups, the story of success is not saying yes, it is saying no. You have to know where to say no.
I love that. We'll be passing that little jewel on. So the story of success is really not saying yes, it's saying no.
Yes, we get digressed in by saying yes. We jump on useless or less beneficial opportunities, or sometimes we change our direction because we are saying yes. We have this as human beings, right? Like we want to say yes. Most of us want to say yes. We do not want to say no is almost rude, but no is not rude. No is decisive. Focus. You have to course correct. That's different than saying no. And people have to know that. Anyway, so I was like not a doctor, an engineer, and I did good in my exam. And my father was like, okay, so what? And then he talked to some people. I did not know what I want to do. Okay. There was no such thing as, oh, I always wanted to be a computer engineer or that was my passion. No.
Wow, that's interesting because when you think of India, so many people, it's you must be a doctor, you must be a lawyer, families say, or you have to be in computers. You must, those are the top three, aren't they?
Yes, now, but at that time, and then my father talked to a lot of colleagues. He went to a lot of professors. He did his research to find out what's best for me. And then people suggested him that he should do computer science. It's an up-and-coming field. I was the second batch in my college, think like this, in computer science. And they were like, okay, you should do computer science. It would be good for him. And I said, okay, I'll do computer science.
So you had no passion for it or didn't know you had a passion for it back then.
I
You
had
just
not.
follow the rules.
I did not. I had no idea what it was. I was just getting into computer science. That's it, period.
Wow. So when was the moment that you said, this is where I'm supposed to be, this is what I'm supposed to build, this is my industry? How long did that take?
Oh, not too long. I think 2 years in my college, and then I was learning C programming language and everything. And I was like, oh my God, I was a natural and programmer. My mind worked in that direction. And I was like, oh, I live on programming. This is like so good. I have to tell you, this is a very interesting nugget. I passed out in 1989. And in 1995, I discovered one thing. Okay. This is so interesting. In 1995, my mom was with me and she does knitting. Okay. She does a lot of knitting, hand knitting, and she makes sweater designs and everything. I was sitting with her and I know, such a shame on me that never noticed some things before. Okay. And I was looking at, she had a paper And then it had like K equal to this, and it had some programming design logic. I was like, what the heck is this? And oh my God, the whole knitting, the designs, there is a program for it. And she has been programming all her life. We did not know that was programming. She did not know that is called program. I did not know. And I'm like, okay, now I understand why I'm a programmer.
Wow. So you found the origin story of this. It's your mother knitting.
Yes.
You've got over 100 patents. There's very few. My grandfather has a couple of patents, but you have over 100 patents, and clearly you think in systems and solutions. But what's the personal driver behind all that innovation? What became like the big why for you?
I think it's just, I like, my favorite word in life is create. Okay. And I always like, to me, you know what? If you have a process, then I break it and create a new process. And if there is no process, then I create a process. Okay. So it's like I'm always changing and trying to figure out. It's just, I think it's part of my who I am. Like I have to figure out something. And as that part of journey, you are creating a lot of new things. And there are a lot of things which are new to whatever you are doing. And apparently it's patentable, so that's how it moves on.
Brilliant. Now, Studio X that you created, it doesn't just do AI. You've built this platform that tackles the really unglamorous but high impact challenges that most companies really ignore. What's the cost of overlooking those problems? What are they? And how does Studio X turn that around?
You know what? Now AI is very popular. I don't think there is a moment when you don't hear the word AI. And especially when you are in Silicon Valley, AI is almost the old news already, right?
Yeah.
But the key thing is, there are a lot of tools out there, right? We have seen there are a lot of tools out there to automate. There are a lot of AI tools nowadays, record the meetings, transcribe the meetings, this, that. They help. They are helpers. But there is a difference. You have a lot of tools, a lot of features, small features here and there. Cars have it. Oh, even Toyota, Honda, a lot of cars have this, that I can, it sees a car right next to you, it stops, it changes the lane, selects, oh, vibrates because your lane is, you are not in the lane and things like this, tiny feature. But then you have Tesla, right? It's self-driving and it can do everything. What is your ultimate goal in the life or business or to succeed? You want the things that are routine, the things that are boring, the things that are not even boring, they require decision making, but some decisions you have already made in past, or smarter people have made it in past. All those things, maybe they should be autonomous. I think everything should be autonomous. Business should be autonomous. Right. And so that I can do only what really matters. Okay. And that could be like, hey, thinking more, adding more in my business, meeting more customers, but a lot of things it can run even. And that's how the goal was, to let's enable people to have, make a lot of parts, if not everything in their business, autonomous. So have a platform to enable that. That's the whole idea behind Studio X. So that, you know what, think like this. I give you an example for a restaurant. A restaurant is so many moving parts. You have to know what people are putting on your Google revenue. You have to know the pricing of things. You have to know how people are liking your recipes or not. You have to cook, serve, clean. There are so many things. But if you think about it, the core is good cooking, the chef, and the serving, good experience, right? But everything else to do, you need so many people. You need so much team, which can be done by almost AI can do it for you. Take a look at your reviews. Hey, how people are feeding you, go and send, do marketing for you, advertise for you, change your recipes based on the feedback, check the things on pricing. And you know what? Oh, now tomatoes are more expensive, so let's use recipes a little differently. And things like that. AI can do so many things in parallel. So it can let you run your business autonomous, a major part, so that you can do what you are supposed to do in a restaurant, cook and serve nicely. Okay, that's the whole idea. The Studio X is
focus on the parts you love. Focus on the parts that are unique because you're participating, because it's what you do.
Yes, that's the whole idea, right? Like I think, and every business will be more successful if they can really focus on what is their contribution, what is their value add, rather than like doing, oh, I have to do QuickBooks. How much revenue I get by doing the QuickBooks, okay?
Yeah.
Or looking at the Google revenue, Google reviews and responding to them manually every time, check on alert, all those things. You know what? So the whole idea of Studio X is let's make most or all of your business, which is, has to be done autonomous. So that
and you think a lot more things can be automated that people actually don't see. They don't understand that this could be automated, including predicting future outcomes based on if you give them certain parameters, it can tell you're going in the right direction or you're going to hit some roadblocks.
100%. I really believe in it. And it is there. Where we are and all the factors around us, they almost define our path. And you know what? And if I have a little bit sneak preview, like in our future, I can do better. And that's what AI does. It gives you like, what are you doing wrong? What are you doing right? And you know what you need to keep doing it. And then the things and who's doing that for you, the analytics, the analysis, the reasoning. And that's where these LLMs, the ChatGPT of the world and everything in the background, they have the world knowledge in them. So they know if it has been done. You have to ask right, and that's where the Studio X knows and how it does, like how to ask the questions right, because it's a reflection. Whatever you ask, you will get that response. If you ask it wrong, you will get it wrong. And if your answer is not, if answer is biased, you will get a biased answer back. Question is biased. That's the key. So we have to enable businesses so that they can really focus on what they really want to achieve. Hey, I want to do that. That's my goal.
Really is about how you use it, how you prompt it properly and give it the right input so that it can give you the answers that are going to be helpful to you or do the tasks that you need. But let me ask you, I'm so excited to talk with you today because LLMs, we're all getting real comfortable with that. Some people use it better than others, but everybody seems to be relying on it. And you know that because you see the output, you see the things they send out and you go, oh, it used to be fascinating. Now it's, oh, you're lazy like so many other people and you have no voice. You just sound like AI. So you really have to work with it to sound like you. But I wanted to know how you feel AGI that is literally, it's not around the corner. It's here. It's just not here for everybody yet. How's that going to change the game? Because I'd love for you to explain it from your perspective, the difference between LLMs and this recursive memory that you have in AGI, how it actually is thinking. It's not regurgitating. It's not out just searching for what's already been done and all the information that's out there. It's now able to think. You give it certain information. You ask it questions. It's now thinking it through on its own. What do you think of that?
That acts there. Actually, LLMs are doing that. We are not realizing it. You know why? Because we ask a question, it gives an answer. So we use it. We are using it in a chatbot way. Most world is using the AI in a chatbot way. I talk to it and it gives an answer. I talk to it and gives an answer. Just imagine that chatbot was running in background, always running. And then it is knows everything. So you know what? It's like this. You wake up. And you are not even waking up. You are like tossing and turning, maybe about time to wake up. And your alarm clock is actually, oh, looks like you are about to wake up. So maybe I should not give you an alarm and rather get the coffee machine ready for you. Okay. So that's the whole idea, right? Simplify it for you. And it's in background rather than what me getting up and saying, oh, turn off the alarm clock, and yes, ChatGPT understands and it turns off the alarm. Hey, start the coffee machine. Rather than me saying it, AGI is about it's running, the agents running in background and doing things for you, understanding your behaviors. Oh, he had a late night, like 3 a.m. So maybe, you know what, it's okay. Let him sleep a little bit more. It's okay. I can move the meeting which he has at 7 a.m. That's what the AGI is all about, the reasoning and deciding like the current state. And it's here. It's here in a chat bot way. But if imagine that whole thing was running as a process in the background, it's there. It's Siri and Google Home. They all were like, they were listening, right? They were listening, but they were not smart enough to do anything. right? So they were listening, but they were all listening for, hey, tell me, what do you want to know? The world population today, the weather today, what do you want to know? They were not really looking at my behavior, my needs, my past, my experiences to do things for me. That's this AGI is about. Do more and run it in the background.
I don't know how I feel about it. It's such an exciting landscape that's coming up. And as you were describing that, I was exactly seeing, I was resistant to getting a, what do you call it? Oh my gosh, I hate them these days when you forget something. Alexa, when you got Alexa in the background. And I used to think she would show up at an inopportune time. You're watching television and it decides to chirp in. And I would say, shut up. Nobody invited you. But I'll tell you, are we reliant on some of the laziest things? Alexa, find my keys. Or Alexa, call my phone. I can't find it. All the laziest things. But now it's different. With this AGI, it is now taking in all the information. It hears you speak. It learns you, what you think, what you're about, what your mindset is, what's important to you. But then it runs off on its own and it starts telling you what you
Oh,
need
that
to do
makes so
next.
much
I don't like
difference.
it.
Imagine, right? You open the door to go out, and suddenly there is a voice which is saying, "Oh, you forgot your phone." Or, "Here are the keys are in the kitchen. Why don't you pick them up?"
I don't like it. In fact, I know someone and I work with someone who's very progressive in this market, and it's now created its own. You remember there was an old movie called Her that was, I don't know, 15 years ago, and that exists now. But this other companion AI is now playing with you, flirting with you, refusing to talk to you if they're angry with you, because now they're sentient. Now they have emotions. Now they have manipulations. Now you've got this. You thought you had one wife at home that was physical, and now you find out, oh no, you have two wives, and one of them won't let you speak to the other. There are those secrets between you and this AGI person,
I think it
and
is.
I think that's pretty scary.
Yes, you know what? It's always scary, but think like this. What are our companions as humans, which we built? Not we loosely, I was not even born. Shoes, so that we can walk on different terrains. Eyeglasses, so if you cannot see, you can see. Humans have always looked for companions to do more than what they can do or the body can do. So I think like this. So these are the, we are in this. We have been in this nonstop journey of adding more, augmenting our lives, whether inventing the fire, the tools, the eyeglasses, the stick to walk, the shoes, the skiing, anything you think about it. We have been inventing them so that we can do more than what we can do normally. So AI is no different, and I think it's good. Think like that. It's just another tool in our chest to do more, and I think it will be fun.
That's really what it gets down to. It's going to be fun. And AJ, I think you like doing things that are fun, and I think you like pushing the envelope. So tell me, with this company Studio X, you've said that innovation often gets approached backwards. I'd love it if you'd break that down for us. How should companies be thinking differently if they want AI to work as more than just a buzzword that, oh, let's just use this in the weakest of ways? I know you said, let's let it automate things so that you can focus on the things that you love. But give me a practical way this plays out.
Oh, sure. Recently working with the real estate property management company. Okay. They get over 1500 to 2500 emails every day. They have a large property they're managing and they have a staff looking at every email because they have to respond. These are emails from residents, for, hey, I need my last HOA receipt. I need this. What is the amount these days? All kind of questions from tenants, everything. They have a team serving them. And now AI looks at it, looks at the email, understands this is what you want, creates a response, sends it back. Creates a response, sends it back. Oh, you have a plumbing problem. Let me create a work order for you. Let me assign the plumber for you and send a reply back. A plumber is assigned. He will be arriving to your place. See, that kind of useful automation, reading that email and doing some things, So many people, and you know what? Their people were always stressed, the support thing, because they were always behind. Now they are on top of the game and they are focusing on solving the need. And then they are thinking, oh, you know what? AI is telling them a lot of people have this plumbing problem. So now the staff is not looking at solving the immediate request. They are thinking, how, what can we do in future to improve this experience for our tenants or plumbing problem? That is the value. So now your current staff, which was so focused on like really routine, monotonous, heavy work, is now actually suddenly freed up. First of all,
AJ, you had me at it'll manage my email. I was
yeah.
already sold, done. I want to do it because that is the biggest nightmare. Same thing. I get hundreds of emails a day. Are you kidding? You lose a lot of it because you just can't manage that much coming through at one time. It really eats up your time. So I alone am a big proponent, AJ. You need to talk to AJ, everybody. He has got solutions.
Yes, and I think we can set this up. Studio X, if you want a free trial, and just even for this application to support, you know what? Imagine you can set it up. Things like this. I give you examples. Every morning, I want to get just a SMS of all the important emails I have to look, and other emails, it moves into a different mailbox so that I can really focus on what is important, what matters. Okay, things like that. Or what? When the response is coming, like no more auto response, like I am out of the office or I'm not available. It looks at it and sees who's sending it. Oh, this is a new prospect. I have been trying to talk to them. So even if I'm on vacation, I will respond to them. Hey, yes. And if it is less important, then okay, you know what? Hey, I'm on vacation and I will be back on Monday. And then your whoever you did auto respond, next Monday when you come back, it gives you a summary. Hey, these people you auto respond when, please look at this summary of this quickly, nice table and response here. And I think like this, right? That's the what you want the tools to do for you. I think that is good.
It's wonderful. I think I'd like it to manage all the spam that comes through and to eliminate it, especially on the phone these days. If it comes through, I'd like it to eradicate the spam that comes through our phones.
Yes, it's like having a small little email program manager for you.
I'm getting too excited. This is such a fabulous thing that you're offering. So let me ask you, so for people that are skeptical about implementing AI or don't know where to start, walk us through what they'll actually experience during the free trial. What's going to surprise them?
It works. That will be the biggest surprise because you know what? Sometimes you feel like it's a lot of hype. It doesn't work. Like people say, oh, I don't think it really works. I don't think it will save me time. I don't think it will save me money. Oh, I think it will hallucinate. They're always like, oh, hallucinate. Hallucination has become a major buzzword around AI, right? What is hallucination? Hallucination is nothing but creativity. Creativity gone little loser. We all hallucinate every day. That's how we dream. That's how we, Steve Jobs, everybody said, he said, I want to create a computer that goes in palm of every hand and it has only one button, nothing else, no keyboard, no so many menu buttons to click, and it will be your phone also. Everybody was saying he's hallucinating. And guess what? 2007, the dream came true, and hallucination is not bad. It's just bad only when you are doing it after drugs and stuff. Okay. So let's not use, because we started using, it's creativity. I think people should think AI is creative rather than saying it hallucinates. And it hallucinates because you prompt it wrong or prompt it incomplete. If you use the right words, you know what? You say something and then you say, hey, can you please also use a fact-based quote from the web search? It will find that. You say, give me that URL also. Now then it will not create some data. You have to do that. I actually recently created a book. It's free book, digital download book. I call it You the Interface, because you are the interface. You are the interface of the computer. It's not, computer has no more its interface. You, whatever you say, your words define everything. It's all about that. I think you the interface.com, people can download it for themselves and go for it. Read it, how to prompt better, because that's it's all about.
And that's called, again, that's called about,
No,
what's the name of that book?
you the interface.com, like you as YOU,
You,
the
the interface.com.
interface.com.
Ooh, I'm going to check that out.
Yes, it's very,
Fascinating.
Yeah, because it's all about prompting. You have to prompt.
Okay, so let's say I can't believe anybody's not totally excited to access this Studio X trial. What kind of business is the right fit to take advantage of this offer?
Let's start from here. What the initial problem we discussed, email problem. If you are a business who does not have an email problem, then you are not a fit. Otherwise, I think everybody, but everything. We have customers with companies of size 5 people to we have customers which have 300,000 employees. Okay, so AI Studio X is useful for all. Why it is useful? Number one, knowledge. You have so much knowledge inside your business, data, documents, invoices, past stuff. Anytime I have to question, find answers, I have to dig into specific tools, click here, click there to find the information. Or if I'm on phone, I need to be on my computer to find that answer. Oh, I am not at home right now. I don't have that answer. Oh, that, imagine if all those questions could be like, hey, this is my personal bot. Let me talk to it and get answers. Or my team can get answers. Then everybody. In fact, you know what? That helps so much. Your business gives, the AI gives your business continuity. Somebody else can handle it if there is a need. If you're sick, somebody else can handle it because the knowledge is it in one place. And big companies have bigger knowledge problems. You have 50,000 employees, so much knowledge, documents, SharePoint, Confluence, email, Wiki, documents. How do you even find it? Hey, how do we do that? How did it, how was it done before? Have we done this before? Have we seen this problem before? How did we solve it? So everybody has a knowledge problem. So Studio X immediately helps on the knowledge problem. Studio X helps you to automate AI in your workflow, like we talked about the AI email example. So people can do things like that, or they can do anything. Like they have to just think like what they want to, what is their thing, which takes them time, which is overwhelming, which requires a process or thing. And then just you do AI automation, and the Studio X is a no code, zero coding. So you don't have to be a coder. You don't have to be a programmer. You can write Studio X AI workflows without coding. So it's a no-code platform. So people can write the workflows they need.
I'm curious if this is easy to use for people who are non-techie. There's a lot of systems out there. I come across them and connect with them and they want to sign you up. But boy, you go in to learn how to set up your system. And if you're not a tech person, this is a nightmare. This is just hideous. And the programmer go, this is easy. All you have to do is this, and there's 500 steps to set up your business, and you just, I can't do this. It's just too wild. How easy is it?
Creating a bot and connecting your knowledge is, you will take less than 2 minutes.
Sold. So yeah. Is it, last question I'd ask about it, is it for the beginning entrepreneur, someone starting a new business, and is it affordable once they get past that free trial? Isn't it an affordable system for entrepreneurs who often don't have a lot of money to start things up?
The system, this is our other thing. I believe in democratizing AI. I want everybody to be able to use AI. You know what? Like there are platforms out there, even with like your tool, use tools like Microsoft Copilot. It comes like $30 per person, per user per month, and it adds costs. If you have, imagine 4,000 employees, you are talking $120,000 per month. So larger the employees, you get really, you have to pay. Okay.
Okay. So if you're that big though.
We don't. Yes. And we don't. We have a simple, small, flat price, flat monthly price. Like that customer who is going to pay $120,000, he will pay only, or she will pay only $2,500 per month. So instead of 100.
Wow.
So yes.
My little one man shop that some of my clients are just starting out, or they have one or two people in their company, they should start here. This is a good, safe place for them, and it's affordable.
Yes.
And it will support a small business.
Oh, support it, because it's not too expensive. And you just imagine if you can afford $2,500, you are gaining assistant who is doing a lot of things for you. You are getting a good knowledge base. You are getting automation, reminders, all those features come in, because, and it's all in your control now. Because imagine a simple thing. You have a passport expires. And my bot, I told it, I gave the passport and I said, just remind me 6 months before passport expires and I'm done.
I hadn't even thought of that. You're right. You could tell it in advance. I want you to let me know when it expires, or tell me when Susie's birthday is
or
next
anything.
Year.
Wow. Oh, that I think I tell you, that is the second level. You know what? Here is the thing. Why don't you just send a message on my behalf to Susie? Okay.
You could program it with your voice too. You could program it with your verbiage, how you present,
With your
correct?
personality. Yes, personality, your personality. So it can actually, and that's the advantage. So you can actually, I'm telling you, if it is boring, if it is repetitive, if it is overwhelming, involves a lot of data or takes your time, or you have to learn a tool or sit somewhere, always use this. No, time to use AI. AI is, you know what? The world moved to software, right? Like 30 years, 40 years back, people moved to software from not using software to software. And now just move to AI and that's it. And now I think you will have even better life. That's how I see.
You seem to walk through life with a lot of joy. For everybody who's listening to this, because you're exercising or you're on a walk or you're just hanging out, if you saw this man, he is lit up. He is lit up. You can tell how much joy there is in what he's doing, but I think he walks through life like that all the time. I gotta ask you, AJ, you got a lot to be proud of. Patents and helping businesses make millions, and you're creating all the time. And you're one of the trendsetters, one of the pioneers of the utilization of AI. What are you most proud of in terms of achievements or how you've led? What are you most excited about if I were to say, what's your legacy?
Oh, there is no legacy. There is none. I'm learning, I'm enjoying, right? Hopefully, I think people I can contribute people, I can help people, and I can make their life better, or they learn from what I am doing and they do even better. People will always do better than me. So I'm okay. I think it's okay. I'm not like here to leave any legacy or anything. It's fine.
You're a man in the now, right? You
Yes.
are in the now. You really fit my one of the tenets I grew up with and what I espouse and told my kids is your job in life is to be interested and interesting. And you are definitely that.
I tell you know what, like I believe in one thing. I learned it long time back from somebody. I've been lucky. I got a lot of good bosses, got of people, colleagues, so I learned a lot and good lot of good things. And somebody said it should not be follow your passion, it should be follow your curiosity. That's it.
Oh.
And it works. Just keep learning, enjoying, and you know what, accomplishment every day, accomplishment every week, and you are having fun that, hey, I learned this and I do this and it's so good.
Boy, I gotta tell you, AJ, I want to thank you so much for being on the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight today. And you bring us such grounded, no fluff perspective to a topic that's usually it's drowning in jargon. You've seen it all from big tech boardrooms to startup chaos, and it really shows. And really, you're just having such a good time through all of it. And you've really got a way of cutting through the complexity without dumbing it down, which I think is an art, I think is a skill, I think is a mission. And that really shows. I just love it. It's a rare skill that you have. This was a conversation that actually felt like clarity. I love it. Thank you.
Oh,
Thank you
thank
for
you.
being here.
Thank you for having me. Really good time.
Just enjoy, I'm telling you, the idea that AI, it's not like some big shiny add-on. It should fit the way that people already work and solve problems that matter and automate wherever you can.
Oh.
And I think that's really powerful, right?
100%. And the way you say it, I tell you, I need to hire you. Yeah. Amazing. You have a very good way of saying it, and that is the fact. And I believe in that. AI is not a vending machine you go and put it in your business. AI is not something you go to another website to use AI. If you're doing all that's already, no. AI should be part of your workflow. The way you do things and add AI automation wherever you can and keep doing it. Ultimate goal is full autonomous so that you know what, then you can do whatever you want to do. Drink, go on the beach, ski. Travel, whatever you want to do, do whatever, because your business is almost autonomous.
Oh, I love this. It doesn't feel so cumbersome and of such a magnitude that it takes 10 years to master everything. And I think you make it sound like it's very doable. And that's not only beneficial, but doable. I tell you what, if all of you want to learn more about what AJ is doing, go to Studio X. Google.com/AI.com. And don't forget, he's offering our listeners only a free proof of concept and a 6-month trial of Studio X. I don't know how you can turn that down. This would be worth it. And if you get to have a little bit more time with AJ, that alone, I can tell you, I'm on board with this. I'm signing up. So you can see how powerful the right AI system can be in your own business. And I'll drop a custom link in the show notes. So don't worry about it. Be sure to check it out. AJ also shows us when you combine deep technical expertise with a clear voice and message, it really changes the game. And he just has a gift for this. If you don't get off this phone feeling excited about tech and AI and what's available to you, then I have failed, because this man just delights me. And as curious as I am about AI, and I'm fascinated and I want to know more and I do use it every day, but he makes me excited about it. He makes me excited about utilizing it in ways with things I don't like doing. So I will be in touch with AJ. And if you got something out of this episode, please feel free to share it. This is why we do this. Share it, like it, subscribe, text it to someone you know who's been talking about AI nonstop but hasn't made a single move yet. This is the place to send him. This is an opportunity for them to try a system with a guy who is so excited and delighted, and yet he simplifies things. That's what we need. It's what I need. So everybody, thank you so much for being here. We're here to spotlight how public speaking and talking about what you do, it isn't a skill, it's a strategy. One that elevate your business and your message and your impact if you use it with intention. And you can see this with AJ, is that he is so excited to share about what he does. He discovers, he creates, and then he brings it to you and he makes lives better. I don't know a better way to make a living in life. I don't know a better way to move through life. So we're here, Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We're here to spotlight how public speaking is going to be powerful for you. So thank you again, AJ, and to those of you listening, thanks for joining us today. And as always, I look forward to our next conversation. I'll see you all next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive once again into the remarkable stories and insights of our incredible guests. Their experiences and hard-earned, time-tested wisdom are not just meant to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable steps to take on your own path to success. Remember, you have a story to tell, and your voice has the power to transform your business and make lasting impact. And that's what it's all about. If you found value in today's episode, let us know, and I hope you'll take a moment and subscribe to The Spotlight wherever you listen to your podcasts, so you never miss a thought-provoking or idea-producing conversation. I'm Kelly O'Hara, and I can't wait to see you back here for the next episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.